Welcome to the Friendly Jimmy's podcast, a brand new episode and a brand new day.
Brand new day.
Not for us, though, because we're recording these back to back. But you're not supposed to know that.
Yeah.
But, okay, we're going to start off with a special segment today.
Yeah, a really special segment. We are doing a bit of a hark back to one of the classics. This is one of the classic.
I mean, classics means that we did it at some point, but we actually never have done this.
No, but I mean classic in terms of like the history of mankind. Like there's only.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like there's a few
the
big.
The greatest gag of all time.
Like there's a few momentous, you know, milestones in the history of man. It's like Galileo, maybe Socrates, and then Jackass.
A watershed moment in history.
Yeah, okay, watershed.
So Miss Love's going to prank call someone today.
I really hope they don't listen.
They won't, dude. Like, it's just a random. So this is the person.
You know what that person listens to? For sure,
Hamish and Andy Pod.
Stop throwing shade on them. At least, please start throwing shade on Fitzy and Whipper. I bet you as soon as I say, oh, no, I'm a huge fan of them. I find their antics delightful.
I do not find their antics delightful. Thank you.
Does anyone?
Much. No.
Does Fitzy and Whipper find their antics delightful?
I don't think so.
But I can't remember what I was going to say. Just do the prank call.
Yeah. Come on, let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. So, do we give like any sort of preface of who we're calling or anything? Okay.
No. In lieu of this, this is a man that both Ali and I met that we really liked because he's such a uptight human being that a lot of the time we were sitting there and thinking, is he a mannequin? We can't tell if he's so stiff. And he had an extreme. You know what it is? Just think of the teacher at your school that was extremely straight edge, but clearly a closet homosexual. That was one of them in the making that we met. And it was somebody that we met 5 years ago who has been writing snarky comments in Reddit posts about me ever since.
Oh, that's so
lame. Are you serious?
Absolutely.
I'll go a bit harsher then.
Okay, all right, fine. So
the thing is, I bet you the way that he gets his information is by watching ABC 24, despite the fact that he's our age and he's not hospitalized.
Damn.
Okay, all right, so let's start and hopefully he picks up.
Hi, you have tried to reach Andrew. I'm not here at the moment, or I'm unable to answer your call. Please call back or leave a message. Bye.
Please leave your email after the tone.
Andrew, you sound like a winner to me. And you know what winners enjoy? Good drama as a soundtrack for the backbone of their life. The best drama ever made was Hogan's Heroes from that the eternal truth, the best show ever made. Mate, I have an offer for you that this is a once-in-a-lifetime offer, mate. I usually work as a candy salesman up at around Toowoomba, the outside of Toowoomba. It's not really important, but that's my full-time job. I took a specific call to get to you today. This is a once. I don't believe you didn't answer. I'm really sorry. But anyway, listen, mate. Three small payments of $99.95 and these 7-DVD box set of Hogan's Heroes is yours. All right? Get me on 9921-0010. I'm around the Tamworth Basin most of the time. Don't add any other numbers on that because you might actually find you get a regional number on the outside of town. I wait to hear for your call for this exciting offer. All the best.
That was, I guess, kind of depressing.
I'm happy. I'm still, I mean, not great, but like it was.
I think the best part is that you just, how does your mind work? You're a regional salesman for the area of outside Toowoomba. What are you selling to? 12 houses. That means at an absolute max in your entire lifetime, your earning power is at an absolute max. Rosy optimism, $1,200.
We've got to give it another go. Let's call someone else.
All right.
So I've actually got someone else. This is actually a friend of mine, so it should be fine. He's cool.
All right.
So try to same thing. 1-8-3-1.
You're the prank king. Miss Love is the content king and the prank king. Who'd have thought that the key to life
is doing what 12-year-olds find amusing and complaining about foods you didn't like.
I've reached peak humanity.
You are. You're a being of pure light. You're the next level in evolution, Bislav. You're a psychic. You're able to pretend you have shitty occupations.
I actually love doing it too.
You know what? I'm not even mad that you're drinking out of one of my bottles, which usually shits me to no end. But honestly, it's more than cancels it out. I'm indebted to you. For the love of God, if you want me to spit in your mouth and you spit it back in, I'm happy to do that.
Okay.
Oh, let's do it. What's his name?
Matthew, Matt.
I'm just going to say Jim.
Yeah. G'day, Jim.
Are you ready?
Jim, greatest name of all time. We're all in agreement here. Promising.
Hello?
G'day, Jim.
Hello?
G'day, mate. Jim? Is this Jim?
No, it's Matt.
Oh, Matt. Sorry, mate. How's it going, mate? How are you going? Mate, I just want to do a little wordplay with you here. When I say these words, what comes to your mind straight away? Hogan's Heroes.
Your mum's what?
Hogan's Heroes.
Your mum's what?
My mum enjoys Hogan Heroes, and you should as well. That's what I'm trying to tell you here. I've got an offer for you here, mate. I am actually working for the County Bay Area of Fairfax selling a one-time special offer. Would you be interested?
No.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
Is there any way I can try to listen to me? This is a chance, once in a lifetime chance, once in a lifetime offer. I have a question for you. What's your favorite show?
Oh. Hey, his response is pretty good. Yeah. Your mum.
Yeah.
Oh, I really want to abuse him.
That is the key question in life. Who does care who that guy is?
Okay, I've got one more
all right,
person.
Put it in. What?
Sketchy. We want sketchy.
Okay.
What's the bet? It's the president of Pakistan.
And nuclear war.
Yeah, like he's arguing with India at the moment. And then, like, after that, he takes this as some insult from India. It's a nuclear war.
We just get this haze cloud over the top of Sydney. We're like, shit. Exactly.
And you know what's hilarious as well?
What?
That is the way humanity was destined to end. Someone prank calling someone with access to nuclear arms.
That's mad.
Why doesn't anyone answer phone calls and say private anymore?
I don't know.
It's like they think that people are either pranking them or they're from India trying to sell them shit.
Well, that's probably why.
You have reached
message?
Who?
Hello, Imam Imam.
What a triumphant ending to arguably the greatest podcast segment of all time. Failed pranks. You know what the great thing about this is? We learned this in probably day one of our short-lived radio careers on Move FM, where they determined us to be... The fact that more people listen to this podcast, definitely, than listen to Move FM, which is a commercial radio station.
Unbelievable. Isn't
undeniable.
It? And we're getting paid
and,
about 5,000%
and we were
than?
Working on Move FM for the slot of 8 p.m. on a Sunday to 12. So nobody was listening. They had access to someone who's a YouTube celebrity, like a national celebrity in this country. And it was weird. It was like if Brad Pitt decided to just start going on Power FM in Bega.
That's what I want.
And the best part is if Brad Pitt got fired.
Yeah, they weren't interested. They fired him. That's what happened.
It was so stupid. But the thing that we learned there is you should probably edit pranks.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But yeah. I guess there was a reason we were fired.
Yeah, well, the broom man. All right, here we go.
His name's Tabin.
Hi, Taban. Using the message.
Taban.
All right. Well,
that was, again, just four for
more.
Four on this one.
One
Ali,
more.
I've got something for you. Does one this more. Remind you of one of your dates?
Yeah. Or maybe we could call one of my dates. Please.
You fuck.
One no, more. We're not doing any more.
All right, we're going
to... Dude, you know who we could call?
So the guy who recruited me to the Socialist Equality Party.
Yes. One more. Because if he picks up, I got some gold.
I'm gonna start arguing with him, Gavin McInnes points.
Yeah. I'm gonna be.
That would be incredible. Let's do that.
I'm gonna say. Not, what's more hectic than Young Liberals? Shooters and Fishers. Like what's Nationals is too easy.
What about you say that you're part of Fraser Anning's party?
Nah, that's too easy.
Dude, and plus, just remember, he's like a proper communist.
Okay.
Like,
okay. So what you should say is, "Hi, I'm with the Greens," and he would flip out.
Yeah, he would.
He would freak out.
Just be like, hey, "Oh, okay, Palmer United." Say that you're from the United Palmer Australia United. Party. United Australia.
Better. Get out, okay, man.
But I hope he picks up.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to make it believable.
There's no way he's picking up. He's currently having sex with two women with dreads.
Shut up. He's a commie. He'll pick up. He's not weary of, you know, numbers with no caller ID.
Hello, you've reached Zach's voicemail. Please leave a message.
I'll leave a message. G'day, mate. It's Gerald Brown here from the Clive Palmer Nationals Party. We were just calling to see if you would be interested in a small donation to help our cause. We're trying to make Australia great again. We're trying to do the best thing for the country, squash out those greenies. We think that you came up on our random allocated call list, and we thought that you might be a bit of a patriot. You seem you have a patriotic name, and frankly, that's what I tend to judge people on. It's a silly – obviously, that's a silly – Rembrandt Martin, a way to judge people, but I think you've got it in you. Mate, call us back. All the best, mate. Bye.
Man, this would have been like perfect if you had that. But, well.
Half salesman, half octopus, Miss Love.
People just don't pick up prank call phone calls anymore. Wait, but I had one though, but yeah, that was the, your mum. I should have gone way more brutal on him. Do we want to jump from one tangent to another on that?
Oh, Iran.
Yet. Iran or...
No, we're not talking about that because there's something way more important than whatever the hell's happening in the country that I'm pretty sure is made up. It's just Iraq. It's Iraq. Everyone knows it's Iraq.
I'm sick of it too.
Iran.
What do we have to talk about then?
First of all, we need updates on this, Miss.
Oh, that's right.
Your business ventures. First off, are you actually opening up a business or is this some kind of Christopher Skase grand heist to get people to make you memes of yourself on dictators' bodies? Because so far it's working. A lot of people, we've got to thank you all. There's been so many entries. Shout out the Rev. The Rev's was incredible, I've got to say. That was incredible. It had that classic KFC Colonel Sanders vibe to it. But just replace that with Miss Love smoking a doob, listening to Beats by Dre headphones, with Kim Jong-un's body holding a pimp cane. And it said on the side, General Miss Love's Operation Chicken. What happened to that? How have you not convinced your other three business partners that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you're missing out? Forget that DVD of Hogan's Heroes. This is what's going to make you money.
I'm never forgetting that. But it pretty much is
outside Toowoomba. That is where this place is getting sold to as well.
Is there a single person that you've met that you've proposed this chicken joint to and has said that that's a bad name?
Just as a quick backstory, what we're discussing is Miss Love's opening up a chicken shop. I know that sounds like a joke, but that's how Miss Love's life's turned around. It's incredible.
It is. It's very strange.
But he's opening up a chicken shop. They're thinking of calling it the Fast Fox. Lame. We want to call it General Miss Love's Operation Chicken.
Yeah.
And he has done, as usual, nothing. He's asked one of his friends who once was woke up naked on a buggy on the M5 highway on a bridge driving down it. And he's coming out of a haze of taking a cocktail of drugs.
The story's
and
way better
that
than
guy
that. The
story's thought it was a good idea. How is this not a good idea?
First of all, he didn't wake up in a doom buggy. He drove a doom buggy for a few hours north on a highway.
Wasn't he out of it, though, and kind of gained consciousness when he was several hundred feet above sea level?
No. What happened was he gained some consciousness and was like, oh, my God, I'm riding a golf buggy on the highway, pulled into some random person's house, knocked on the door.
And he was naked.
No, he wasn't naked. He wasn't naked, but knocked on the guy. It doesn't matter.
A gay.
No, he wasn't naked, but he knocked on the door and the good citizen had the heart. He explained his situation to the citizen. The citizen, the public, the bloke had the good enough heart to just take it all in, all off the bat, and helped him torch it in the forest. That's what happened.
And said, quote, when he said, "Why are you helping me?" He said, "Mate, I was 20 once."
So good. They torched it.
Implying that he stole a buggy from some dance tech or whatever you kids call it these days, festival.
Yeah, yeah.
Dance tech.
Jesus.
Sorry,
Christ.
That's way too outdated.
Stop
disco tech.
Exposing how lame you are.
You have to go to one festival before you die. That's my one wish.
Never.
Back to the
fire
story.
Festival let me down.
I offered to go with Jordan to that Tamworth festival, and he told
the
me
Elvis
that,
one?
Yeah, he told me that he's not 65, so no thank you.
I would so have gone. Should you message the wrong pod presenter? I would have been there in a heartbeat, dude.
The country music festival.
Yeah, it's famous. It's
the Miss Love. Why haven't you applied for the pension? Why are you opening up a chicken shop? You don't need to. You're on Easy Street. You get discount generic meds. You're fine.
Dude, don't shatter my dreams like that. I wish I could do that.
So are you going to name it General Miss Love's Operation?
Yeah, General Miss Love's Operation Chicken. Get it right,
Ali. Shout out to, do you want to give a
the
shout
Rev.
Out?
The Rev. He said only address me as the Rev. So I don't think I couldn't find him on any socials. Yeah, okay. But I haven't found him on any socials. I don't even know if it's
a real
person.
The Pope of our religion that assumes that Stifler from American Pie is God.
Dude, I met that guy. I told you,
as if
right?
He's not the world's most impressive man. Sean William Scott.
No, not Sean William Scott. The guy who sent us that picture and the whole Stifler religion thing.
What?
I randomly met him at a party. Mm. And he was
party?
Like, wait, hold up.
What party?
I'm a massive fan of yours. It was a weird realization. This was in Melbourne when I was dating someone and I was at her house.
Were.
And I went to she was having this party and I was sitting next to this random dude and who didn't know anything about me. And then all of a sudden we start talking about like, what do you do? And I told him the podcast came up and then he goes like, wait, are you Ollie from the podcast? I was like, yeah. It's like, dude, okay. I'm a massive fan of yours. I was like, okay. Like you've listened to the podcast. Like, no. I was the guy who sent you the pictures of Stifler Jesus. I'm really, really into you.
Oh,
and that freaked me out, so I just moved away for a bit.
Stifler Jesus?
You shouldn't have moved away.
No, I suppose it can be like in Christianity where he's both God and a man at the same time.
You shouldn't have moved away. You should have given him
no,
your life savings.
I told him that he was mad, but then it got like a little, like, I spoke to him and then, but like, this is
that doesn't happen.
It happens to me. It doesn't happen to you, Jordan.
Yes.
When like
no, because your life is pretty much. Let's just be honest. You played George Costanza in Seinfeld, didn't you? You're the real actor.
Ba-boo, ba-ba-boo.
That is your life. That sound.
Yeah. Every time you talk about my
and every time
life,
something seems like it might be positive, but then it goes into a scene that is definitely not working out. It starts with that boo 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 boo.
You're making me angry.
See? All right.
These Jordans get very upset.
That is it. That's your tagline for life.
Hey guys, I know this has nothing to do with the
hey,
pod.
What?
This has nothing. I'm just a quick deviation.
Stop trying to dance around the fact that you're not calling it.
I'm getting back to that.
Right.
It's got nothing to do with the pod and it's not very professional, but you guys just want to get dinner after.
Now, are we going to get some general chicken?
All right. Well, look, I feel like this is me talking about this is, I feel like it's like Ali trying to fervently defend the fact that he's clearly not a pimp and just pimps out girls left, right, and center on the streets of King's Cross.
Why are you upset about
that
this?
We are not going to talk
it's amazing
about-
because honestly, it is unanimous.
I know it
we,
is.
We've polled this. Every single person you talk to, apart from your business partners, thinks it's a good idea. You know what your business partners are? They're the bubble in Washington. They're those removed corporate Democrats who think, no, the reason people didn't vote for Hillary Clinton is that they're sexist. That's them.
And
they do not understand a good business idea when they hear
it.
And I'm the Bernie
girlfriend.
Sanders of business, damn it. I'm telling the truth. I'm telling what the people want.
You're not going to win Iowa. You're not going to win Wisconsin like this.
Yeah, you are Bernie Sanders. You do say that white people could never understand how black people feel.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I stand by it. And look, I'm still talking about chicken, by the way.
Okay, let me just put a scenario to you guys.
I like, yeah, let's gloss over that.
Let me put a scenario to you guys. Hypothetically, let's say I go with that name.
Yes. Hypothetically.
Ooh, He said it. He can't go back now.
All the branding's up there.
Yep.
The drawings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, hypothetically, stick
a
with
perfect
me
world.
Right. Dare I say, a utopia. Better than communism
itself.
Shut the
fuck up.
Ali, you dare not say utopia. Heaven.
Oh, God.
Nirvana.
I'm usually not the one that says this, but pair of buffoons, aren't you?
All right. This is amazing.
Jesus,
I cannot believe that the man who I'm pretty sure when he graduated high school stayed in his mum's room, a second room in his the sunroom of his mum's house watching Dr. Phil eating spaghetti out of a tin, probably not even cooking it, up until this podcast started, pretty much right up until then. So a good 9 years. And he is actually right in saying that we're buffoons.
Who in our year didn't do that? That's the question.
God damn. You're right. I'm pretty sure that guy we were talking about in a previous podcast, Jarwin, maybe he was a tin of spaghetti. You probably ate him.
Spaghetti hair. Yum, 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 yum. All right. So that's the scenario. I do it, right?
Yeah.
It tanks, right? Hypothetically. Hypothetically, shut up. Hypothetically, let me hear me out.
Well, yeah, I mean, hypothetically, squids could, you know, grow lungs and take over the world.
The percentage of that happening is a lot lower than a business failing. But anyway.
No, it's not.
Anyway.
Not if it's called General Mislove's Operation Chicken.
That's the winner. That's better than the chicken itself.
If it fails,
right,
I will cop a lot, like, to so much flack that my... What would be at stake would be my relationship failing, my house selling, basically my life changing drastically. If it's a different name and it fails,
as
my life...
As if you care about any of that stuff, you'll still have your pedals.
Well, yeah, obviously that is priority number one, but... I'm saying...
Got you to admit that on the podcast and your girlfriend listens to this.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Yeah.
You're gonna say more trash, but keep going.
The risk is too high, my friends. The risk is too high.
Okay, so what you're scared of is failure. Well, I've got a self-help channel that'll sort you out. Most of the time, it's actually just paying you out, but I still recommend you listen to it because...
Okay, tell me one thing, Mislove.
I don't know.
What the fuck
are our lives? I don't know. This is so weird.
Specifically your life, but what are our lives? You know what the strangest part of your life is? Definitely late 20s. After that, it just starts getting lame, but there's that real secret life of us little window there where you're just really into potted plants, thinking about kids, but actually just bitching out and then waiting a little too late until essentially everyone that is a secret life of us, they just morphed into Judith Lucy, didn't they? But look, what
Dude,
I'm saying is you're scared of it failing.
Judith Lucy.
The thing is, failure is a mindset, my friend.
That's true.
Because even if you do... Hypothetically, even though it had never happened, you fail in having far out. I can't see how this could fail. A chicken shop in Lithgow, which is a town that is built off of military service and guns, called General Mislove's Operation Chicken. You're calling it the Fast
Look,
Fox.
It is growing on me. And since I've seen that banner and like that by the Rev, I was like, fuck, that
okay,
looks
I'll
legit.
Go my 2 cents as well.
All right, go on.
So do you agree that it's a funny name?
Like, I would have to, I'd have to be John Howard to say no to that.
No, even John
I bet
Howard
you even John Howard would rip out a bong and just go, oh, shit, I've got to bake to that.
That's true. Is that who's calling you?
No, it's Jordan's phone.
I was going to
okay,
answer.
So if it's, okay, if you agree that it's funny,
mm-hmm.
that in itself will get you a few eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
And it would make people in Lithgow curious as to what the hell this is.
Yeah.
Secondly,
yep.
What I must argue is, as a man who believes in certain ethics in life,
yep.
you're quite you quite passionately argue about some of your political positions on this very podcast. Mm-hmm. That demonstrates that you're a principled man.
Yes.
I would like, absolutely. And sometimes you one must stand up even to the women in his own life that basically control every other aspect
that
of their life.
That's what makes a man a man. If you don't have principles, what do you have?
What I'm basically saying is, if you name your chicken joint fucking Fly Fox or whatever bullshit name it was, you're going to have to chop your balls off.
Here's another thing.
He's not even talking about balls in terms of, sometimes you got to stand up to the broads in your life. Essentially, what you are is a eunuch. You're a coward. You didn't even go into the war. And second off, are you even a general, Miss Love? If you can't even put that up in the first place, why do you just say
that? I'm not a general. I'm not. God damn it.
Maybe.
Listen.
So you've been lying this whole time, have you?
Major Miss Love is probably, you just got demoted.
Listen to me. And you guys,
Colonel Miss Love's adequate chicken.
You guys,
that's what you deserve.
There's another factor. You guys are business experts, right? Yeah. It's four business partners.
Yeah.
It's literally three against one. They veto.
It's not even three against one. That's what we're saying. You are a coward. You've abstained from the vote.
Who's cooking
you
the chicken?
You abstained. Admit it. You didn't even push. Even you didn't
it's
even
irrelevant.
Push.
It's irrelevant.
You are one of those people in.
I got vetoed out.
You're one of those people in Vladimir Putin's cabinet that when he's just like, okay, all in favor of voting for Chechnya, and then someone just nervously glances to the side and he goes, take him to prison. That's you. You didn't even try.
Have you advocated this position? Have you explained to them what the potential
benefits of this? You don't know who I'm up against.
I know who you're up against.
Do you know what Holly
you're
Laura
up against?
Like?
Two lazy North Shore chicks that like just really like. Drinking wine and watching the OC.
Could you convince
somewhere in that time? You
could you convince
them.
Those girls that one type of buttermilk fucking you know, like what are they called? Waffle, artisan buttermilk waffle. That one is slightly better than the other one. Even they're both really good. They both are really, really up there, and they're really hard to sort of like tell apart. But one of them is like substantially better. And you are trying to convince them that the one that is substantially better is better than the other one. Do you think you can convince them of that?
Yes.
No, you couldn't.
Why?
Because they wouldn't have a bar where they say, no, you're wrong. Do you think they're going to let me change the name of a business that they have equal shares into General Miss Love's Wonder Chicken Emporium or whatever?
Wonder Chicken. I know the name of it.
I know one person that can convince them.
Who?
General Miss Love can.
I can't. I've tried. I can't convince
you.
Did you try? Have you brought this up?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Liar.
You're lying. You're lying. I'm not lying. You're a liar. You're both liars. Because I'm not telling you.
Look at this
lying.
Crap 12-year-old argument strategy. You've got nothing, Miss Love. You're just a coward. Your friend who woke up in a drug-induced haze on a buggy said
in
it's
fact,
a good
I'm
idea.
Gonna say this.
You won't be happy until it happens.
You draw your money from Patreon. The man does not deserve any of it. And I'll take a hit for it.
Fuck.
Too. I'll die a poor man.
You're not taking my money.
I'll die a poor man. General Miss Love needs to live up to the
this
name.
Is all right, from now on, this
ethics.
Is what's happening. No,
it's
Ali, I'm sorry. No. Look, two against. If this is how it works, if this is how democracy
Jesus
works,
Christ,
Ali, do you agree with this? Either Miss Love convinces this terrible harridan witch in his life that has three heads, this hydra that he has to keep chopping off to get something. Like that's what he's painting his life, this scary Greek mythological monster. When he's actually just talking about two half Greek chicks.
Three
half Greek chicks.
There's simple maths in that. Three against one.
Yeah, exactly. So this is what we're saying right now. Miss Love doesn't get a cent of Patreon money until he convinces them
that's
that it's general Miss Love. Let me speak. General Miss Love's Operation Chicken. And until then, all we're doing is we're pooling that money into a lawyer so we can sue them as soon as it opens up. Just keep it in lawfare limbo until it's gone.
You're all insane.
Done.
All in favor. Where's that gavel I got in bloody?
Against.
Okay, so we've got one nay. How many yays?
Yay.
The yays have it.
So wait a sec. You're all for yay or nay in this scenario.
Remove the man. Cut his mic, remove him from the court. He can't contain himself. You're only making it worse for yourself, Miss Love.
Absolute hypocrite.
Miss Love, please rejourn yourself. And when you gain yourself some composure, you can come back onto the podcast. But until then, you're just talking insane. Cut his mic.
I've seen Kevin right here with him. I've seen Kevin.
His mic's cut.
His mic is cut.
That's it. It's all over.
All right, fine, fine. Come on, come on, come on.
Come back.
Come back.
Actually, yeah, let's pause. I need to pee.
Jesus Christ. Why in mid... All right, we're back.
And I'm sorry, but Jesus. Round two, I've got to get this off my chest. Peace, love. Do you remember once when we drove up from Auburn, I think, or one of the places, one of the various places in Sydney? Because it is, it's basically just, it's bloody Jordan these days.
Yeah.
It's all that. One of those suburbs where you just went, oh, my God, a mosque. What did you come to? One of those places. I can't remember which one. Yeah. But we were driving up from there, and you said, I learned at a young age that if you make people laugh, you've won. I've read that numerous times in psychology books.
Right.
Numerous times. There's so many sides to this. I could give you references of Harvard studies where they say if you make people laugh, you have won the game.
I'm not.
How is Fast Fox funny at all?
I'm not sure it's necessarily applicable to foodstuffs. Surely the taste of
that's
the food.
All of your comedy. All of your comedy is talking about burritos. That's it. That's the only joke you have. But, and I'll admit, it's hilarious and it's food related.
But I'm not selling the burritos. I think when you're fucking selling food, the most important thing is the food. Karachi wasn't called Habibi Ali's Big Round Cauldron.
No, but you know what they agreed to? They agreed to the fact that if it ever became a franchise, Dome King wouldn't accept a dime of work. Instead, he just put his stupid, the earth is flat, stoner face as the logo of Karachi.
Yeah, they said that, but they wouldn't
and
do
they
it.
And they agreed.
They wouldn't do it.
And they all agreed.
I believe you.
Even my mum and dad agreed to it.
That his face would just be next. Yes. And a Japanese Australian man's face would be right next to the thing Karachi.
Because he did. Yeah. He looks like an Asian Colonel Sanders anyway. It was perfect.
I don't believe you. I call bullshit.
No, I swear. Dude, I'm not lying.
Actions are stronger than words. You wouldn't have done
it. Well, look. The
they didn't have the opportunity. You do.
I'm calling bullshit.
And you know why we didn't have the opportunity?
Dude, you are just the lowest form of life, Miss Love. The absolute
I'm
lowest.
Calling bullshit.
How?
He wouldn't have done it.
No, we wouldn't.
How do you look? First of really? All, have you even met Ali's mum? Did you just meet Ali's brother and assume that it was his mum? Is that
yes, I did. I mean, fuck, I couldn't. Yeah, look, yes, maybe.
Look,
I have not met
you. Yourself have admitted this. You've got yourself on record saying this, that if you make people laugh, you win. Everybody would walk into something that is funny just for the logo of it. It stands out.
You also make tasty chicken.
I mean, look, you're competing in a very competitive environment. First of all, Lithgow, everything's going on there. But the other thing is there's all these other restaurants there that already have funny names and you're just going to go there with a serious one? Like that one that's called like Lithgow Blue Bird and it's just got a picture that they've – it's the – I don't know who's copyrighted who, but either Twitter's copyrighted them or they've copyrighted Twitter. But it's got a red rooster.
What? There's a red rooster.
Yeah. And you're in that highly competitive environment of chicken-based products. And you're going in red there with rooster. No ammunition. You're bringing a stick to a gunfight.
Red Rooster is a name with an alliteration with a fucking root. That is the Fast Fox. It's the same fucking name.
What?
Red Rooster, Fast Fox, alliteration. It's like
exactly. Why do you want
so
the
So why
same
are you
thing?
Crowding yourself out then?
You said you like Red Rooster.
Yeah, I do like Red Rooster. It's got nothing to do with the content of it. This is marketing.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if your chicken's good or not, and I'm not going to go in unless it's called General Mislove's Operation Chicken.
But
there,
you
I said
are
it.
One cunt from Bondi.
Yes.
That's main income
one
is fart jokes.
I'm a,
that doesn't.
I'm one of your best friends. You fuck.
I know.
And you're not listening to me.
I understand, but I just don't know that you have the most. The most insight
what the
into
fuck? I've built up a media empire out of marketing and you're trusting Holly who gets like 13 likes for posting a picture of it fucking chicken schnitzel.
You can't cook this shit. You don't know about the most important
I can cook one
that.
Meal. You're cooking one meal. You're just cooking chicken, you
no,
dumb cunt.
That's incorrect. It's going to be branched out. There's coffee, there's juice, there's salads, there's mashed potato, there's fucking, what is it called? Potato bake. Fucking all that shit.
And no humor. And no humor whatsoever. I think your place is just going to close.
The correlation between the importance of humor and food isn't as important as you think. I think it's important. I would even argue.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's important.
We're on something. I'd say it's important. I'd say it's maybe a little bit more important in places like big cities and cities in America and places in Sydney. It's a bigger risk in Lithgow. Maybe it would fly. I don't know if I want to risk my marriage on it. But more importantly, if the three of them say no, no matter how many times you guys say you didn't try hard enough, that just doesn't. That's you guys I've being bullshit.
Fair point. But I've got a way to get out of that cookie. Let's say you say, "Hey, look."
That's so funny. That this is the most heated we've ever gotten on anything.
Let's say you say that I want to name it General Miss Love Chicken Shop,
which I have.
No, you
haven't.
And they say no. Yes, I have. Say, all right, I'm walking out of it. So, you guys can have your own chicken.
So throw away my marriage, throw away my house, throw away my income because it's my main. That'll be my only income.
Well, what are the podcasts?
Well, you don't have any income from this podcast now, Miss Love. I hope you're happy about that. It's all going to a lawyer to sue you.
$100 every 3 months doesn't really cut my fucking mortgage.
So let's be honest, it does, first off.
It's a house in Lithgow.
It's cheap, but it's not that cheap.
So, dude, come on. Who are you fooling? I lived in your closet. I know how much you pay in rent.
You paid more than that?
Yeah, I paid more than that. But your mortgage... Dude, if you went to the bank and you sat there and volunteered to just staple a couple of things that they needed stapled, you'd pay off your mortgage.
Jordan, you're getting a labor cost. You're getting a call by someone.
Let's get to the... Do you want to answer it? That'd be funny.
That'll be funny if you answer it right now.
Nah.
Oh.
Let's... Yeah, he knows better. Yeah, he knows better. Let's get to the real crux here. look, you all have great points, I guess, but the real argument is Jordan is...
More successful at marketing than the Blue Fox is.
But you're also the Mark Zuckerberg of Australia, and you're in a bit of a bubble with your success. And I don't know.
Hey, what does my mug say? Mr. Funny. You're not going to convince me that going funny isn't the right way to go.
I think it might be. Look, all right, fine. No, you might be right. You might honestly be right.
I am right.
But my business partners don't agree. And like,
You've pressed your case hard enough.
Okay, look, how about this? Let's just, okay, if I tell you this, I will push harder and really try to convince them that General Mislaw's Chicken
Operation Emporium, Chicken
Operation is a better name. I'll try harder.
All right, there we go.
And show them the logo that the Reverend
I'm
made.
I'm going to show them the logo.
Thank you very much. Praise be to Sean William Scott.
And look, you do have points. Psycho Chicken's a good example. There are chicken shops that do well because of their
Kebabosaurus Rex.
I mean, that's not real.
Thai Harder. It is.
Okay. I mean, look, you're right.
And it's been in business for 20 years.
All right. Well, look, there are arguments. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying...
Every Thai shop name is a joke.
That's
and
true.
And they're all successful.
But see,
when has a Thai shop ever closed down?
It's the most successful cuisine in Australia.
But I don't know if this shit flies as well in regional areas. A lot of truckies are like, what the fuck's this shit?
Okay, what's your business model for your current restaurant?
No, truckies are so dumb that they'd sit there and go, well, I suppose it's my patriotic duty to go in there. He did serve the country.
That's not true, though. It's not true.
Well, why do they eat KFC? He's a colonel. This is the most successful chicken venture of all time.
It's
fucking military related.
It's because it tastes good, not because of... It says KFC.
KFC tastes good.
Yes!
Let's not get carried away. KFC does not taste good.
Okay, well, we'll have to draw the line there.
KFC,
I disagree.
No, KFC is when you're on your third beat off of the day and you're looking at porn and you need to look at something really nasty to get you off. That's the food equivalent of KFC. It's awesome, but it's pretty fucked.
I like it. Dude, if someone brings me KFC, I'm happy and I'm like, this is tasty shit.
That is not true. The only time you've ever turned to me in your life and said, I think I need some lettuce, was after eating KFC.
The KFC in Lithgow is shockingly bad.
There you go.
But
the general must come and take over.
But the million other KFCs are great.
No, but like, okay, so this is a genuine point, actually. Your restaurant in Lithgow is really successful. Do you know why it's successful?
Because it's got a funny name? No.
Not because of the funny name.
Exactly.
Listen to me. because you guys have like this hipstery restaurant in a place where they've got none of that shit. So people get flocked into it because they're like, fuck, I feel like I'm in Bondi even though I'm a crack addict. If you open
accurate.
General Mislove's Operation Chicken, you think that it's not going to fly in regional area, but I am arguing it definitely will, because it's again filling that vacuum just like your previous restaurant
you
does.
You might be right. Look, okay, you might be right. I'll try harder to convince them.
But how much time you've wasted of everyone, Mislove, because you won't man up.
I have.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, Jordan Peterson is right when he just goes, if you're a man child at 30, it's very sad. It's because you haven't gone through puberty yet. You haven't gone through mental puberty.
I have a house.
You have a house. That's all well and good. But when have you ever had to face adversity in your life? Never. You've had an easy ride up until
that's
now.
Bullshit.
And until and it's well, actually, and until
I did have to I did have to escape wild dogs in Portugal.
Which is what Dennis the Menace does in like every comic strip.
There was like 15 rabid dogs. That's not Dennis the Menace. That's fucking some doomsday fucking that's the Book of Eli. I've had some struggle.
All right, you were a child in a post-apocalyptic world for a moment, in general, you are not a man because you will not face up to what is right. You won't stand up for what's right.
Well, all I'll do
you are the ABC of human beings.
Look, we've made some progress. All right, Miss Love is committing to something. And then we'll move on.
I'm committing to it. I'll try my best, but fuck, I was going to say something. I'm not going to risk my livelihood though.
You're getting
just
negative again. Go back to what you were saying before.
I'll try my best, but I'm not going to throw away my.
Why not?
Because I need to
eat. I can't believe you won't take one for the team.
I need to eat. Like, I don't know why I have to defend this. I need to eat. Like, well, I need to pay my bills.
You think that this will honestly make or break the business? Every single expert will tell you that it is content. All marketing does is get people through the door. The shittest place on earth. If the chicken's good, they're going to go.
I'm saying it could make or break my life, because if the business partners say, okay, fuck all of it. You haven't got a job. You haven't got a house. You haven't got a livelihood. It's about whether they just go, fuck you, shut down. Not whether it doesn't work. That's not the argument. The argument is whether...
Ooh, the argument's changed now.
No, it's been that the whole long, you mutts. You're just yelling too
fucking
loud.
No, the whole time you've been saying that you're scared of failure. You're scared...
That's a factor.
What you're doing, this is a classic psychology move. You're just catastrophizing. You're saying if I call a General Mislove's Operation Chicken, I'm going to lose my house and my marriage.
No, I'm saying Holly will say, shut the fuck up about this now, or like... That's it. And then I'd be like, well, no, the boys told me to push it more. So I'm going to push it more. And they'd be like, all right, fuck you. We're not doing any of it. Go fuck yourself.
Well, now at least we know where your priorities lie. You care about your family and your life and money and not being homeless
more
instead of
you
giving
guys
away
having a few
two
laughs.
Of your friends having a
I know that you would do. I would actually question whether Jordan might actually, if Jordan was in my boots and someone, but let's say it was Jordan's fortune and fame, I reckon he'd genuinely put it on the line for a few laughs.
He's a true comedian.
And then he'd lose it all. He'd have to go for a job at Burger King on Bondi and learn Brazilian, Portuguese. And then he'd
I would have four words for the whole experience. It was worth it.
No. You'd say it was worth it for the first week and you'd be like, I hate working at Burger King. And then the reality... I mean, it lasts longer than that because people would laugh at the fact that it's your situation. But then when you're like...
Get famous again by partaking in bum fights until I get enough of a name, and then I'll come back. This is what I'm talking about. If you have the winner mindset, nothing can hold you back. And the thing is, look, what you've proven is that you're not a general. You're just a run-of-the-mill pawn.
I mean, I can regurgitate my points again.
Worse than that, you're a fox. What do generals do in their pastime? They hunt foxes. And they hunt fast foxes.
I make a prediction. Your operation is going to get so big that it will eat up your restaurant, the Blue Fox.
I have a prediction right here. He's going to eat up the KFC. KFC will go out of business because generals trump colonels. The colonel will have to stand down. It's just the law
of the
military hierarchy.
Now it's just a haze. I don't know. What are you talking about now?
Now what we're saying is sometimes you have to risk, like Rocky. This is exactly what Sylvester Stallone did.
For a laugh.
Sylvester, no.
Yes.
For art. Sylvester Stallone. Have you ever heard the story of it?
I give a shit
Sylvester
about
Stallone
art,
riding Oki.
Yeah,
you don't care about art.
I care about art, but I don't care enough. This isn't what I want to die for. This isn't me. I don't want to throw myself on the coals for someone chuckling in a photo of me in a fucking jacket. That isn't my calling. It's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
and
it's
you know
not.
It is.
It's
you
not.
Know it is.
It's not. I don't mind it, but it's not my fucking calling. It's really not. It's not. I swear it's not. But I'll try.
I can't believe this entire.
I'm not throwing away my whole life for it. I'm not throwing away my whole. Because if I
look if this I, is what we're saying.
If I throw my whole life, look, I probably will like not do the pod anymore. I'll hate
a,
myself.
A slight, to have a slight confrontation with Holly, which happens all the time anyway. You fight with spouses constantly regardless. To have a slight confrontation with that, you're not man enough to take on KFC, beat him, create all this stimulus, growth, economic opportunities for all the youth of Australia.
That's what we're doing
you're
anyway.
You're a very selfish
we're
man.
We're doing that with the name isn't that big. We're doing that anyway. The thing is, hypothetically,
you could be the Google of Australia.
Shut the fuck up. I push it, and then it. So here's the question. When I push
the
it, and I kept getting knocked back.
Chicken.
And push it and getting knocked back. And when she's getting to the point, it's like, you're really fucking annoying me. Shut the fuck up about it. Do I stop or do I keep going?
You need to think like a UFC fighter. You keep going.
So I'll throw it my whole. So I'll throw
Miss
it all.
Miss Love,
like,
you a general or not? You soldier
a fighter
on.
Isn't so who can punch the hardest. A fighter is how many punches they can take.
I'm not throwing my left way for you guys to have a laugh. Sorry.
Well, this is very disappointing, I've got to say.
I don't know who would do that. None of you would do that.
You know I would. You just said it yourself.
I mean,
you know
might.
I would throw my life away for a laugh.
But you're fine. You're fine now. You can just do
it. I would probably kill myself. If it was funny for me to jump off the gap, I'd do it.
But you're good now because you can just throw your life away and then do a shit on the main boardwalk of Bondi. Someone films it on their Nokia phone
because
and he's back
risks.
In the money.
He took risks. That's why he's there.
He didn't take risks by putting a fucking stupid name on a chicken shop. He took
okay,
risks
sorry
by
about
filming
that.
Himself.
What is my name again?
Shit. What do you mean?
Friendly Geordies.
You don't sell chicken.
He got you there.
You don't sell
yeah,
food.
You know what I do?
You
I'm
laughs.
A political commentator called Friendly Geordies whose picture is of me naked eating a squid and you won't even dress up like a respectable general.
You don't okay. own a business, dude. You don't own a physical place.
I don't own a business.
That's not a business.
I've never been more insulted in my
it's
life.
It's not a business.
What are you talking about?
I'm a registered business.
I know, but people don't come up to you and fucking buy shit from you.
Yes,
that they
do.
What do they buy off you?
Shirts? Really overpriced pens that don't work?
Okay, yeah, I guess that's true. But
you've got nothing, admit it.
You're
a climate denialist at this point. You're just arguing against something which is as proven
though,
as gravity.
Even though
if you
think,
have a funny name, you're going to be more successful.
I mean, it might be true, but even though you think you have a business, it's not the same as a fucking. You're not running a fucking restaurant. It's not the same thing. Like you didn't run Karachi. It's not the same thing. Even if you think it is, it's not exactly the same situation.
But
like,
I can tell you, as someone who has run a restaurant,
and you might
a name
have point.
Has very little to do with actually your success or failure of the restaurant.
So you just changed
but,
your opinion?
No. What I'm saying is that if you think that naming something General Miss Love's Operation Chicken is going to be the reason why your restaurant
fails. I don't think that.
In fact, I would even say this.
It might help. I don't know.
Naming it won't actually even make it a success. Radical move. However, it will give you this instant number of people coming into your restaurant straight away.
We already have
of
that.
People
We're
will just
have
come
that.
In from all
well,
over
if you have
Perth,
it, what are you scared
from
of?
Adelaide, from Northern Territory.
So it's going to be a success regardless.
I'm
Make
scared
it funny.
Of, well, I'm like 99.9% sure.
You know what, this is really cool. Just to
and
name
I don't
everyone.
Throw away my whole life for it.
This is really cool, by the way. This is what we're discussing here is something that everyone will face in their life, which is the fear of failure and where... doing a Dr. Phil intervention with you at the moment of just trying to talk
it.
You away from the edge.
I like to have a layer.
Actually, this
I
mean, is, so, this
essentially
is
what you're
moment.
Saying
can
is you want to live a mediocre life and not... Look, you know, Eleanor Roosevelt said it best. Life is a daring adventure or nothing at all.
I'm not throwing my life
Damn.
Away for some laughs, that's all.
And Jordan, so just use this as a case
hey,
study.
Hey, I nearly got an applied in Bali.
What do you think keeps Miss Love a failure? What attitude in this particular scenario? Is it just fear? The fear of losing. It's exactly what I was saying before.
Sex addicts. Oh, no, fuck addicts. That's not true. Fuck addicts that fucking with dildos. I don't think I'm the fucking failure.
No, I'm not saying you're a failure.
Boys, you're both failures. No, look, honestly, Miss Love, listen to it. This is what's happening in your mind. You're doing something that I discuss on Jordan Shanks all the time, which is that you are not scared of the actual physical outcome. What you are scared of is what people will think of you. That is all you're saying this whole time.
That's incorrect.
Yes, it is. I'm scared of throwing my life away. No, you're not. Yes, you are scared of what Holly will think of you.
No, I'm scared. Yes, you are. No, I'm scared. I'm scared that I'll job, livelihood, all of these things that they will. I know that they will go. It's as simple as that. They will go.
You have a name.
Yeah, that's how seriously some people.
And you don't think that what you just said is completely insane?
No, that's a fact.
Because of putting a stupid name on a banner, you think that you're going to be a homeless, broke
fact. No.
Unmarried man.
No.
Nothing in life because you dared put a sign up that everyone thinks is a good idea.
Dude, Google business disagreements. I don't think you understand what that is.
Google disagreements. I know
business
what those words mean.
Business disagreements.
Yeah.
So what happened to you and your
man? I don't understand this, Miss Love, but in the words of Trump, I have words. I have the best words. I know what that means.
You know Tom, the guy used to work in this pod? You know how you guys had a disagreement?
Wait a second. You're not Tom?
You know how you guys had a disagreement?
Okay,
you know how you had a disagreement? You know how you don't talk anymore?
Yeah.
Just pretend Tom's Holly.
Right. Yeah, she's way less hot now, but what are you talking about?
That's the situation.
I don't understand what the situation is.
I'm saying is you and Tom.
Yeah, and you know what happened after that?
Do not talk.
You know what happened after that? I'm gonna make it after all. You're just scared of not succeeding.
So you're saying I should break up with Holly?
No, I'm saying if you are. No, listen. If you're not business partners, you could still have a relationship outside of that and it'd be more meaningful and spiritual because you've been through adversity together. So you probably strengthen your relationship as a result of having disagreements in business.
Wait, so I shouldn't do it, you're saying?
What do you mean you shouldn't do it?
I can't afford to open up my own.
Get rid of the word shouldn't and then you've got the sentence you should do it. So, yes.
I haven't got the money to open it on my own.
Well,
I haven't got the money to open it on my own. Are you saying
I'll front it up? I'll front it up right here, right now. I will give you the money to open up that business on your own.
You need to pay for the
think about
supply.
It. You can be a complete owner of the venture. I'll give you the startup capital.
But I would expect a return on investment. Yeah. You can get a return, but not a startup. If you're going to be investing, because I only have enough to invest about a quarter, which is what even less. I think I don't know, but like a certain amount. You'd have to pay
but again,
for
this
stock.
Is a business in Lithgow. How much does it cost? $20?
Dude, the stock each week will be like, I don't know, a couple of grand, I assume.
All right, well, what if I run it up for 2 months?
No, then you leave and then I'm fucked.
How are you fucked?
Because
you've got 2 months worth of chicken. You can't get something to happen. Remember
that's not how it works. Dude, businesses start making a turnover in about 2 to 3 years, a decent amount of money.
But with a name like
loss,
with a name like General Missile Operation Chicken, it will be 2 months.
So with that name,
and on top of that,
I will be so successful that I will be that I have so much profit.
It's a town full of soldiers. They'll look at the name General and they'll think they have to go in there.
It's not a town full of soldiers. It's a town full of people on Centrelink. It's not a town full of soldiers
and soldiers.
There's prisoners. There's no soldiers. There's a firearm. There's a firearm factory. But there's no soldiers. They build guns. There's no soldiers, dude. There's a guy that shoots them in the forest. He's not a soldier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that Lithgow is in Townsville. Anyway, the point is that
have I debunked this yet?
No. You have debunked my theory that Lithgow is actually in far north Queensland. That's been debunked.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, right. Well, we're running out of time.
So you're going to fund it. I won't do it. But then what's Holly going to... She's going to break up with it anyway because she's going to be pissed off at you for funding it because then she doesn't have a shop.
But then you'll be really rich and then she'll be happy with all the Aston Martins that she gets to drive.
That's all she wants in the end of the day.
That's why you don't have a girlfriend if you actually think that.
But that's it. Holly really wants to have that Housewives of Melbourne lifestyle. That's what she wants.
Didn't she want
that? You know
that,
it. And you're not man enough to give it to her. You're not man enough. Admit it.
You guys are more delusional.
But also, the other thing is, remember how there was a chicken shop before there, then, and you guys are just pretty much opening up the chicken shop again and making it actually good?
Yeah.
Remember how that chicken shop was the worst chicken shop on earth?
Yes.
And there are some terrible chicken shops in the world.
It was
like,
the worst.
It was, I have had
it was horrible.
Chicken from a street vendor in Indonesia, and it was way better
yeah.
than the stuff that they were selling.
It was
there.
Horrible.
Right? I'm pretty sure the owner of that business was a mum that was 13.
No, she just worked there. Her mum was the owner.
That's just as hilarious.
13-year-old
No, no,
mom.
She was like 16 or something and like with a kid.
Yeah, that's right. So there was a baby with Dang. A pram in there.
Yep.
Little. And it just said, quiet, please. This is also a nursery. And this place was only open 2 days a week.
Yeah.
And it was still turning a profit.
Yeah.
And no, it was called Hot Chicken.
It wasn't turning a profit. That's why they closed.
No, they closed it because it was too much effort.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs of why they closed. But yeah, what's your point? What are you saying? It's
what I'm saying is it doesn't matter what you're pumping in Lithgow. You're going to turn a profit. You may as well have a laugh. Think about
it. You might be right. But like I said, I'll try my best to convince the other three business owners and shareholders.
He's making that commitment. He'll give it a go.
I'll try my best.
He'll give it a crack.
To make the other three business owners keen on the idea. I'll try my best.
Because I know what you did. I know what you did. You put it up as this joke and then going, what do you think about it, guys? And they just went, you're an idiot. And then you went, yeah, okay, keep going. And
yeah,
then
that's you just what happened. Yeah.
I can't believe it took us an hour to get to this. So you didn't try.
That's trying for them. Like again,
anyway, there's no such thing as trying. Either you did or you didn't, and you did.
Fuck off.
All right, fine. Okay.
Self-help isn't applicable to everything. Dude,
self-help is not applicable to opening up a business.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you are fucking wrong. Like, I'm saying that
what you have is known as a mental barrier.
If they disagree, this is...
Just so everybody knows, Miss Love is keeling over in fear at the moment. It's like he's about to vomit because of how scared he is thinking about suggesting a slightly different and way better name.
I think for the first time in 2 years, he's thinking maybe this podcast wasn't a good idea.
No, this is like a political. Okay, yeah, we talk about the most heavy shit, and this is like the heaviest it gets. Like, it's a simple. Like, I don't know why you're pretending, Jordan, that you think they're easily convinced. Like, you haven't, I don't think you've convinced Holly or Laura of anything and things that are.
Yes, I have.
Easily.
I convinced them to vote Labor. Both.
Okay, that's one thing. I don't think there's many, like, the amount of times I've
moved them from solid, apathetic voters that, quote, said, last time I voted for the candidate who was the hottest.
True, but I've heard them say, shut up, Jordan. I'm like, shut up, Jordan. You're an idiot more times than that.
So?
When you've suggested
the point is
things.
I won the big battles. This is bigger than Labor gaining
no,
government.
Your tallies are losing
Every
against winning.
Every genius is told that they're crazy and stupid in the beginning.
What are these throwaway lines? Shut the fuck up. You've been shut down way more than they're not easy to convince. And I will try to convince them. They will probably say no. And the fact that, like, you know, there's a lot of the fact that my name's on it probably won't be. They are like, okay, here's something.
What?
The person that is putting the most time, money, and effort into that business will not have her name on the business thing. She might somewhat disagree to having my name on it. Would you say that's a moral ambiguity or just say she's wrong for saying that?
I'm going to just put it straight out to her. This is what you say when you walk in. First of all, you walk in a business tie and a suit. You bring in a briefcase, first off, because you mean business here, Miss Love. You mean business.
I'm listening.
Yep.
I'm listening.
That half suit that you bought from Indonesia that looks like your year 10 formal suit. And let's be honest, it is your year 10 formal suit. He stole it out of your luggage and sold it back to you. It is your year 10 formal suit.
I work with her every day. She knows that this will be a scam, but go on. She should just look at me and be like, this guy's an idiot, but go on.
The one that I'm pretty sure you don't have a jacket for and or a shirt. You just
have a shirt.
The suit pants.
I do have a jacket for it, but go on.
His shirt was huge and he said that it was from his year 10 formal. I can only imagine how big it was back in the day.
It was baggy. Conditions were baggy.
Look, when we say suit, that's a very loose interpretation. It's closer to a tracksuit. But anyway, he walks in.
It was tight, you fuck.
Hey.
language.
Sorry.
And
This is getting seriously ridiculous.
You walk in with a suit.
How long have we been talking?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Some things are more important in life, and it's really important that 30,000 people listen to this.
Believe me, I think they're interested.
I don't know. I wonder what they're thinking right now.
Come on.
I know what they're thinking.
Slap my ass with a book. Oh, that was the Patreon, but yeah.
And they loved it. Yeah, and the universal praise.
Can I just put it out there too? Jordan has fucking rice all over his face. He's doing like rice mask. Like,
yeah, but what's new?
How are you going to take that seriously?
No, it's like don't think of me as Mark Zuckerberg in a bubble. Let me just put this fucking Japanese tailored Korean cream in my face as I argue about the
and one of my main arguments shop. This entire chicken time shop. Has been you are not a man, this love.
Yeah.
He's basically being Russell Peter. Be a man. Do the right thing.
Anyway.
All right, well,
closing.
You walk in a business suit and a tie.
I'm going to pass out if I don't eat something.
You say to Holly, because it's a very formal environment, and we've got to be really careful about gender.
I finally got my comeuppance allotting.
You have to be really careful about that without actually knowing, because you've never asked Holly if she actually identifies as a girl or not.
Right.
But it's also just extremely formal to start with this. You say, dear sir/madam, and then...
Can I just add my two cents here? Can I just add my 2 cents?
No.
You're a fucking idiot. Go on.
Dear sir.
But I am intrigued.
Dear sir/madam, it has come to my attention that you are not fond of the idea of calling your chicken shop, if that is what it actually will be, a General Miss Love's Operation Chicken. I have four counterpoints to that. One, don't you like money? Two, don't you like money? Three,
what?
Look at my tie. I'm clearly successful already.
A tie that she probably bought for you.
Four. I'm a general. That's an order, soldier. Signed, sincerely, Miss Love Pellegrin. You know the win.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue.
Okay, well, so Miss Love's going to try doing
is,
that.
He,
and
he
we
is
want
the
a full update
mogul.
Next time.
I'm a fraud. He is the business mogul. I decreed him as.
But next podcast, we need an update of what happened.
And also, on top of this, please, for the love of God, write on our Patreon, give him messages of support. Write out letters that he can read to Holly to convince
that
her
would help.
That this is a good idea.
Yeah, that would
just
help.
Start
that would help.
Spamming Miss Love's DMs.
Forest Hall.
Yahoo.com.
Just go to Forest Hall. Go to the Forest Hall bank. Go to the Forest Hall Facebook page and write letter after letter because this is a petition at this point. This is as important as changing the currency of Australia to dollary dues.
Look, that would be helpful.
And
I'm not going to say no.
We're all in agreement. That.
Yeah,
biggest petition ever on change.org for Australia was dollary dues.
Yeah, maybe this can be the next one.
And you know what the treasurer was saying?
Actually, maybe, Patreon.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he was in the Washington bubble like someone over here is in a Litgo bubble.
Yeah, but the public weren't funding his career, right? Oh, I guess he's a politician. Look. Sure.
There you go.
Let's try it.
All right, fine.
Finally, some commitment.
Yes.
Sorry this took so long, ladies and gentlemen,
like
but we needed to get this off our chest. See ya. Thanks for giving us money.